In this video, we're going to talk about how to start with SEO. I realized this video probably could have been at the beginning, but now knowing everything that you know, this is how you start building your SEO empire and growing long-term organic traffic results for your business that brings in customers for the long term. The first thing to understand is that SEO does take time, but it doesn't take forever. It does take usually several months to a year to even a couple years to see significant results with your traffic using SEO. But that doesn't mean that you can't see immediate results by starting long tail and starting small. If you're reaching untapped keywords, then you're going to be able to see things start to show up immediately. The thing that you want to keep in mind is the flywheel of producing content and promoting content and building your audience. The more that you publish and update content, the more content you have to promote. And the more content that you promote, the bigger you can build your audience, and you can build backlinks, and you can build trust with your audience. And as you build domain authority, your content ranks higher on Google, which increases the amount of traffic to your website and increases the quality of the traffic to your website. And that creates more customers. More customers brings in more revenue for your business, which allows you to produce and publish more content, which allows you to promote more content. And the flywheel continues, and you're able to build an engine that runs for you while you sleep. It generates traffic for you while you sleep, and it allows you to build sustained long-term results with SEO. The biggest concept to keep in mind is that a rising tide lifts all boats, and this is in reference to domain authority and your backlink profile. You will not start out with a very authoritative domain. You will not start out with ultimate trust from Google. You'll not start out with a large audience. You'll start with nothing, and then you will go from there, and you'll provide value, and you'll build trust, and you'll increase value provided to other people. And as you do this, not only will it increase the impact of the content that you're producing now, but it'll also increase the impact of the content that you've produced in the past. And so the thing to keep in mind with SEO is that your investment does not only impact what you are putting out today. It's a long-term investment, and it's the aggregate of what you're putting out that matters. As you continue to build, as you continue to grow over time, everything that you've put out in the past will also see a boost, and you will be able to impact lots more people because of it. Just like the course started, I'm reminding you again, the most important thing to focus on is increasing trust. As you can see here in the list, you want to increase trust with Google. You want to increase trust with searchers, increase trust with visitors, increase trust with your audience, and ultimately increase trust with your customers. As you increase trust with each of these entities, you will increase your SEO efforts. You'll be able to generate lots of organic traffic. And over time, you're going to be able to build a very sustainable and high-level amount of traffic to your website, and it'll grow your business over time. It's important to keep the long game in mind and to not use short-term tactics to try to manipulate rankings and try to rank higher than you should on Google. You should be producing excellence. You should be trying to take your time to do it right. You should be thinking about the customer and what's best for them. You should be thinking about the audience and what's best for them. And you should be trying to provide value. And then over time, as you provide value, value will be provided to you through increasing revenue for your business. Another important thing to remember is to focus on retention as much as acquisition. The audience that you've built in the past is just as important, if not more important, than the audience you're building today. And it's important to focus on nurturing your audience to provide value for your existing audience, and not only do things to acquire new customers and to acquire a new audience. It's important to iterate on your content and also iterate on your product and your service. Iterating on your content and your product or services allows you to have things to talk about as a business. No one really pays attention to generic updates from businesses if there's events or things that happen that aren't really that noteworthy. But if you add amazing new products, if you add amazing new features, if you increase the value of your services, if you improve your content and provide more value through your content, then promoting your content is actually a service to other people. And it actually makes your brand much more valuable and more useful to people. And so you should be trying to iterate on the value provided by your content and also the value provided by your product or your service. So the progressive order of how you will grow in SEO is first, you start with practicing, and we went over this in the production module. Next, you will iterate, which means that you will figure out what works and you'll progress in that direction. You'll figure out what doesn't work and you'll stop doing that. Then you'll rise as you promote, as you build an audience, as you build trust with these different entities. You'll start to see some traffic coming in. You'll start to see some signs of life. And then as you rise, you'll then start to dominate and you'll start to become a force to be reckoned with. You'll start to become a trusted brand that people rely on and a brand that people enjoy interacting with on a daily basis. And this will allow you to build an organic traffic pipeline for the long term that will serve your business and bring in new customers and allow you to continue to grow and increase as a business.